Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Today is Tuesday, September 12th. It's good to be with you. Today we're talking about the top five reasons agencies go through acquisitions. Today's episode is sponsored by Viva Virtual Assistance. Viva allows the local insurance agent to outsource the tedious low to no revenue tasks that knock agents out of their productivity zone each day. They enable agents to purely focus on high revenue generating activities, evening the playing field for local agents. Go check them out. Theinsurancestream.com. Click on services for your agency. Click on virtual assistance. That will get you in touch with Viva to schedule a consultation with them. We've used virtual assistants, and, you know, they're great. It really, like, sometimes it takes a minute to find the right one. These guys are all college-educated. They all operate in a convenient central time zone. They are from Central America. So, you know, it's a really, really good fit for a lot of agencies in the country. So on today's 5-Minute Insurance Meditation, we're talking about the top five reasons agencies go through an acquisition. There's a whole host of reasons, obviously, and this list is clearly not all-encompassing. These are just the top five. But, you know, there's a lot of advantages for different scenarios. And I think that it's, you know, a lot of times when we think of an acquisition, we think of, like, you know, the cash-out retirement proverbial, you know, exit stage right sort of deal. And that's definitely not even the majority of them are like that. So, you know, but number five, it's a cash out retirement deal. That is one of the common reasons. But it's, again, not the majority. If you're, you know, built up a book of business over a long period of time, maybe you want to go spend some time with the family, do some traveling, do the things that you've always thought about doing, but, you know, your agency kind of keeps you busy on a day-to-day basis a little bit. You know, it's a really good way to do that, to free up yourself. And, you know, have the time on your hands to live out your golden years is the cash out retirement. Number four, here's a reason that maybe people don't really think of: more resources for growth. There's several different aspects of more resources for growth that come into play here. You've got an experienced management team. Like, there's people, you know, when you compound the effect of who you have around you, who's advising your agency, who's helping foresee different issues that are going to come up or tackle different problems that are there. There's all sorts of advantages to having a bigger, more experienced team around yourself. And whether or not we're going through an acquisition, we all should strive to have those people in our lives. But when they have a financially vested interest in your agency, that changes the game. It makes it to where, you know, people are thinking profit and loss statement style thinking regarding your asset, which is your agency. They can bring in additional carriers. You know, a lot of these places have vast, you know, nationwide contracts, not with Nationwide the company, but, you know, carriers all across the nation, that maybe there's regional carriers in there that you've wanted to get, but for whatever reason you haven't been able to secure those. You folded into a larger organization or adopted in, acquired in, you know, there's things available in that sense. Number three, future partnership for family perpetuation. You know, that's an interesting one that I really had never thought of until last year. You can go back and look. I think it was May or June of 2022. We did our merger and acquisition series. And this is a lot more common than you would think. You got agency owners, you know, kids go to college, whatever, go maybe work for a friendly competitor. That was one of the ways that they recommended doing it. But then they come back and work for mom and dad's agency. And mom and dad want to pass the agency along, but it's a competitive world out there, and it's changing quick. So, you know, partnering with somebody with the understanding that your children are going to be owners of this business or shareholders of this business at some point in time down the road, that helps your kids have, you know, a better leg up over competition, over direct, you know, carrier competition, carrier selling directly to the general public. So, you know, that having a business team surrounding your children as they take the reins of your agency is something that is definitely worthwhile of looking into. Number two, taking off the day-to-day management. A lot of insurance agency owners start off as producers. And then, you know, they get in, they find themselves very successful. Gosh, next step logically is open your own agency. So, you know, when you do that, now you've got you've got payroll, you've got taxes, you've got HR management, you've got advertising, you've got carrier relationships, you've got all these different things that maybe you didn't think all the way through, or maybe you didn't think of at all when you decided to open your agency. And that happens to a lot of us. It's super common. But, you know, when you go through an acquisition, you can move back into doing what you did best before the acquisition. And that is, you know, selling insurance, if that's the case for you. Some people love the management aspect of it. But, you know, if that's number two, is taking off the day-to-day management and just kind of going back to being a producer and working within the agency and being a team lead. Number one reason that agencies go through an acquisition, immediate payout, oftentimes for, you know, decent multiples of your EBITDA, which EBITDA is basically the profit margin adjusted, you know, for what your agency does profit-wise, and then taken out maybe, you know, if your car insurance or your cell phone bill, different things like that are run through your corporation. Clearly, that's not going to be the case after the acquisition. So we take those things out. And then, you know, we put them into an EBITDA pro forma, and then you get a multiple of that EBITDA. So, you know, this much per year that you make times 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, depending on the characteristics of your agency, it can be a lot. So, you know, they get an immediate payout, and then you get a growth metric payout, or true-up payment, as they call it, also by multiples. So, you know, if you hit last year's revenue next year, then you get X amount of dollars. If you're on a 3x multiple and you know, make $100,000 above last year's revenue, you can make that payout plus $300,000 because you're on a 3x multiple. So there's a lot of money to be made in doing an acquisition, getting an immediate multiple payout, and then, you know, measured payouts over 1, 2, 3, 4 years, however long your contract states. You know, that is the number one reason that agencies go through acquisitions. So this has been your 5-minute daily insurance meditation. Thank you so much for joining us.